Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's a former Brewers pitcher. You can hear him on his podcast, Buses, Benches, and Baseball. It's time to hear from FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst, Tim Dillard, as he joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Here we go, our guy, Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. Tim, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm good.
I in that highlight at the very beginning, they were talking about scented candles in the booth. So who exactly is going shopping for the scented candles, and what are the scents exactly that you gentlemen like?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's like, you know, everybody has their own whatever, but I'm pretty sure it started with some of the clubhouse managers at AmFam. Phil Roswitz or maybe Jason Schager, just kind of trying to come up with something new. And this, you know, being candles, it's not a big deal. Stuff like this has happened to the clubhouses for years. Guys, whether it's, you know, T-shirts or, you know, there's always something going on in the clubhouse. Something new, someone brings something in. There's Pop Shot was a big deal
yeah.
a couple years ago.
Ping pong years ago.
Yeah. I mean, this all stems from you don't want to come to the clubhouse and have nothing to look forward to. Sometimes, like, you got to break up the monotony. And to me, that's probably where this candle thing stemmed from. It's like, hey, somebody mentioned one moment of something about a candle, and then someone goes, you know what? I'm going to make this into something.
What's your favorite scented candle, Tim Dillard, in our hard-hitting interview to start off?
I don't know. Favorite scented candle. You got a favorite scented candle?
I do. In fact, thanks for asking. Flannel. Flannel is my favorite scented candle, Tim Dillard.
Flannel is a scented candle?
Yeah.
I was not there. I'm thinking more like, I don't know, lavender. I don't know. I don't know.
Lavender?
I don't know.
Lavender is not your favorite scented candle. No way. You know, they make scented candles like after, like, I'll give you another one that's really good. And you have to, like, I think go to Kentucky or order it off their website. We went to Kentucky and got them. The Jim Beam scented candles are amazing.
Yeah, and they have Little Debbie snacks. You know, that's
yes.
kind of a big one. I'm okay with that. Like, something like that that makes you kind of nostalgic in a way. But I don't know. I think more or less baseball players don't care, you know, about scents when it comes that way. It's more like, can we contribute to something that is only unique in the clubhouse? Like, to that point, it's really cool for players. It's like, all right, let's look forward to the scent. Not that they care so much about the scent. They care about the thing behind the thing, which is people care about what they're doing, and they care about their job, and they care about the people that they're with. And to me, that's what goes along. But, yeah, I'm just going to go Little Debbie. Oatmeal cream pie. That one's legit.
I think we're the sponsor of this segment is going to be Bath and Body Works, and we're just going to get you a bunch of scented candles. And then you could be like, every week, come on and tell us the new scented candle burning in your place. I think that would be fun.
That'd be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure tons of people would be tuned in for that. Dozens, even.
Hey, you have no idea. You know, no idea. All right, Tim Dillard, let's talk about this Brewers team. Yesterday, we made the unfortunate mistake of talking about Quinn Priester on Twitter and just saying, like, how long before he's out of the rotation? Because in my mind, when Brandon Woodruff comes back, and I'm guessing that is next week, somebody is going to have to go out of this rotation, and it's probably going to be somebody that has to have at least an option left to move out of this rotation. To me, he makes the most sense. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, that's just – there's so many ifs and tangibles that could happen. Is he a big league starter? I think so. I thought he did great last time out, against a really good lineup too. Just the ability to throw the sinker, a lot of things didn't go his way, but he's figuring it out. He's young, and they have a chance to build him into a starter that can go six or seven innings every time out and give his team a chance to win. So to me, that's super valuable. I mean, look around the league. Everybody wants starters, and there's starters out there that can give you five. But what's the qualities that give you six or seven innings? To me, that's where the sinker comes into play. I mean, if you're not a guy like Sonny Gray and you're not a guy like Freddie Peralta and, you know, some of these dudes, Tarik Skubal, who throws seven-plus every time and just dominates, there's only a handful of those guys on planet Earth. So you're looking for people that can, you know, be a potentially one of those guys. I think Quinn Priester can be that guy. He does it a little, you know, unconventional for the times because of the sinker, but he's still a ground ball away from getting out of every inning. And a couple of plays go his way, and we're singing his praises here today.
Talk with Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. I want to get your thoughts on the possibility of a six-man rotation. Would that be something the Brewers would consider at this point with the addition of Woodruff?
I mean, maybe, because Freddie went down, you know, like a tweak in his, was it groin or hamstring or something, like, you know, hey, we need a day here and there. And they do have some off days coming up, but keep guys healthy. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if you have the bodies to be able to do that, especially when they've been riddled with injuries. But is it going to be more of a long guy situation? Probably. I don't know. It's a good problem to have when you have too many starters. I think a lot of teams don't have enough. Brewers didn't have enough. They went looking for guys. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll wait and see how it plays out, but who wouldn't love watching Brandon Woodruff pitch for the Brewers, right?
Oh, I can't wait.
We're chomping at the bit for it.
Yes, I cannot wait until Brandon Woodruff is on the mound for the Brewers again. No question. I have never been one to like wonder like, oh, I wonder how tough that guy is, or I wonder how tough that dude is, or whatever. But when you find out William Contreras has a fractured finger and has been playing with it, like I can't even imagine being a catcher and playing with such an injury without having something there to try and protect it or so forth. That's something amazing to me. And then, now that we do know this, I'm guessing the Brewers knew the whole time, but now that you do know this, a guy like Eric Haas can come in there. He's in over 300. He comes up with a home run yesterday. Like, they're really protected if they're not going to be able to play Contreras every day like they did last year.
Well, I mean, Contreras is a guy, even with a broken, fractured finger or whatever, still contributes. Guy's still hitting well, still getting his RBIs, and he wants to play, and he's a force. He's a force. You make a mistake to him, he will make you pay. It's interesting. In my career, just playing as long as I did, you start looking at catchers in a different light every single game. Every single game that goes by, every single season, you realize all of these guys are hurt. Like, they're always dealing with something, because not only are they playing every day, they're playing the most demanding position on the field. And you know, about a week ago, I saw him high-fiving somebody in the dugout, and he had a splint on his hand. And I the first time I'd seen it, and I'm like, oh, he's probably got a finger issue. It's not uncommon. It happens a lot. The fact that he can play through it and will is pretty awesome, because these guys are already tough, but they're proving it day in, day out. But it's not like, oh, I'm going to do it, and I'm just going to get by. William Contreras is a phenomenal hitter. He's a silver slugger. He's going to prove that. Even with this injury, this is something the Brewers probably knew about, and I think for him, he's like, well, I'm just going to keep playing. And then to your point with Eric Haas, listen, there are teams that would be wanting a guy like Eric Haas. You know how hard it is to, like, just show up every 3 or 4 days, get one at-bat here and there? It's hard enough to hit in baseball if you play every single day. But for somebody like him who only gets to play maybe once a series, maybe once every 4 or 5 days, but to still bat over 300, be an impact player. I know he made a few mistakes the other day. I don't think that's anything other than lack of reps. But he's very valuable. I mean, because they can rely on him for a good at-bat, for the big hit every once in a while. But I think he has a lot of value behind the dish. We talk about Contreras and what he can do with pushing the buttons and calling a game. I think you can throw Eric Haas in there big time, because you look across baseball, maybe you don't see this stuff because we don't follow you know, other teams as much as we do the Brewers. But when it comes to catching and play calling, I mean, that is a big deal for a pitcher, for a squad, for a team trying to put together a win. And there's some guys that just, you know, don't have that quality that they can bring anything to the table. And these two guys are elite in their field.
I feel for most of this interview, I've been relatively neutral or positive and really have not gone down the negative way of questioning. However, I am having to ask about one player because in April, mid-April, when he was struggling, I said, dude, there's no way he's going to be this bad all year. It's just not happening. End of April, I'm like, it's the first month. There's no way this is going to last. Well, we're still sitting here. The struggle is real, and now we're under 200. He's went from having a toe tap to not having a toe tap. Did that, April 20th, whenever he went away and changed that. So clearly, he's trying to find answers, too. What about Christian Yelich? Does he appear healthy to you? Do you think he's healthy? Could that be part of this?
I think sometimes you watch an at-bat, and you're like, man, he looks like he's not ready for the at-bat. Whatever that means, whether it's physically or mentally, you're like, man, he just wasn't ready for that at-bat. And then you fast forward a couple of bats and you're like, it's a masterclass on how to work a count, or it's a masterclass on waiting on your pitch, and then he dominates it. I'm with you. It's like, it's really strange because you're going, is there another factor that I'm not seeing? Because there's some at-bats where you're just like, this is what you throw down as an example of, here's what you're going to face as a left-handed hitter, power hitter in the middle of the lineup, and what you're going to see from a lefty starter, a righty starter, a bullpen guy. And then you match up accordingly of what you're going to see. And he does it beautifully. As someone that's on the inside of baseball, you're watching this going, golly, this guy is ahead of the game. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's your extra base hit, or, you know, 8, 7, 9 pitches, whatever it is, walks in the most crucial moment of the game. And then there's other times where it's like he's overmatched. So you're like, is it feast or famine? But to me, it's a kind of a metaphor for this team right now. It's either they play the most beautiful game of baseball you've ever seen, or they kind of get blown out in a lot of ways. And it's strange because you can't put your finger on it, and it's actually kind of rare. You don't really see a lot of teams. So to me, collectively, they're just trying to pull it together and figure out what they have. But injuries have played a factor. And you know what? I give Yelich all the leash imaginable, you know, personally, just because injuries is a tough thing to come back from. And he plays a vital role in this offense. And if they want him throughout the season, he has to get his at-bats in. He's got to get more comfortable. And I think we're going to see that as the season goes on.
He is Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst, joins us on Thursdays at 3:20. Days when they play on Thursdays, then we move it to Wednesday or Friday. But always a fun time talking to Tim Dillard. Tim, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Ah, you got it. See you later, Sparky.